Since 1992, school kids, mostly from grades 3 to 10, have taken the Wisconsin Knowledge and Concepts exams, but the test has had its critics. A task force of 42 education and business representatives recommended that the Department of Public Instruction axe the exams and creates a new one that's more balanced and comprehensive. The DPI's decision to go along with that suggestion drew praise from educators, including the state's largest teachers union. Charlene Gehring is the Director of Teaching and Learning for the Wisconsin Education Association Council, or WEAC.
WEAC believes that it's important to have a complete assessment system that helps parents, teachers, and students know where they're at in terms of learning is a critical piece of what will help us close achievement gaps ultimately.
Achievement gaps, especially for low-income and minority students, have been a long-time concern for educators. Mike Thompson, Deputy Director for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, says the new system will address that issue by giving results on a more regular basis versus an annual basis.
It gives teachers data they can use immediately in the classroom. Our current system really is a good measure of how the system is doing, but a more comprehensive system gives such immediate feedback that can be used in immediate intervention with students, so it would help improve the student achievement.
The current exams cost $10 million to assess last year. The new system will be even more expensive. DPI officials say they'll try to tap Recovery Act money to accommodate the higher cost. The new system will also be computer-based and is expected to be ready for students in 2 to 3 years. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.